Hi, William. Hello. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
How are you?
Good, good. How was your trip?
Good, but too much work is in front of me. That's why.
Not a problem. So a few quick things. They charge an insurance fee if they don't get the insurance in a timely manner. So can you send me over your insurance broker's phone number and we can get the insurance so they won't charge you any more fees? Can you send me their phone number, please?
Which insurance?
For your business.
Oh, you mean my business insurance?
Yeah, because they have up to 15 days on. So on one of the agreements, they haven't charged you a fee. On the other one, they are going to charge you a fee because they don't have that. So it's very important we get it so they don't charge you any more fees. I need you to email me your insurance broker, and we'll take care of their phone number, and I'll take care of it for you, okay?
You mean insurance
company.
Insurance means which kind of insurance for my business?
Okay. So as part of the equipment agreement, the financing, part of the agreement for the Intelligentsia equipment and the other agreement is that we're listed on an insurance certificate. So that means if something happens to the equipment, we're covered, okay? So because you don't have that, they're going to charge you a fee. So they charge us each month they don't have the insurance. So we can take care of this for you, but I need you to email me your contact information, okay?
Oh, that's I don't have that insurance right now because I didn't got the equipment. But
don't you have general insurance for your business?
I got. I will let you know the insurance one.
Okay, because they're gonna charge you
equipment insurance, right?
Yes. So they charge you. It's been more than 15 days for the Intelligentsia equipment. So they charge you a 1% fee of the equipment cost per month. For the Intelligentsia equipment, that's like $260 each month that you don't have insurance. So it's really important that you get that to me so I can take care of that for you, okay?
Yeah, but I know, as you know, but I didn't got the equipment, but I will try ASAP for that, okay?
It doesn't matter if you have the equipment or not. Once the money changes hands, it's required. They'll keep charging you a fee. They'll charge you a fee each month you don't have it, just so you know. So I want to help you.
Okay.
So the sooner you can get that to me, the sooner I can take care of it for you. The second
please
thing is...
Please let them wait, okay? So what kind of insurance, the name of insurance is that?
So as part of your agreement for the Intelligentsia equipment, we require insurance within 15 days of funding. It's been
I know. So if I ask an insurance guy, so what is the insurance? What kind of insurance is there if they ask
it's, it's just called property and liability coverage. It's very standard. It's called the courts.
Property?
Yeah. You can just literally, there's a page. So on the Intelligentsia equipment, there's a page in the contract. So let me send it to you. So give me a second.
Okay.
You'll have to pay the fee for 1 month, but you don't have to pay it for the next month, you know? So on the Intelligentsia equipment, give me a second. Give me a second. Very cement. Hold on. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
Give me a second. How did you go to Korea? How was your trip?
Oh, it was good. It's good. Always, yes.
So on the fifth page of the agreement, it says insurance coverage. You can just send that over to your vendor, okay?
And also, I have to do a trust one too, right?
Yes. So on that order, you'll get a letter in the mail. The letter in the mail, you can just send that letter to your insurance company, okay?
When I can get the trust one mail?
You should be getting a letter in the mail probably in the next week. If you don't get it, give me a call.
Okay, so Intelligentsia one and the trust one, both of that, I'm going to go to the insurance guy and show the page 5 and I want to get this insurance like this and blah, blah, blah. And And I'll look, I give you the information about my insurance guy.
Correct.
That, right?
If they have any questions, you can give them my phone number and I can take care of this for you, okay?
All right, sir. And also, what else, sir?
So, with the working capital, I can get you approved, but I need your September bank statement, and I also need to know if you got those payoff letters.
Okay, okay. So, I'm going to lastly, okay? So, next week, Tuesday, next week, Tuesday, 40,000 is finished. And the 110,000 current is only 23% is left.
Okay.
And that one, and I'm going to give you everything for you, okay?
Perfect. I just need you to give me, right now, the most important thing is this. Get me the balance letter for the 20K or whatever. Get me your September bank statement, and I can get it approved, and then we can add next week the letter that the other one's paid off and get this wrapped up for you, okay?
Okay, so, and also one more thing. So if I give you the if I give you the Ken Capital, you know Ken Capital, right?
Yeah,
so,
I know there.
Ken Capital, the loan number, so can you check it by yourself too?
No, I'm not allowed to check it. You need to call them for a balance letter.
Balance letter, okay.
Yeah,
I will.
I can't.
Hello, sir?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I got a lovely balance letter from them, but I'm going to give you one more time, all right?
Okay, yeah, no, yeah, you got to get me the balance letter, okay?
Okay, and the other one is Tuesday finish, so you still need a balance letter, that one?
No, I don't need a balance letter for that.
Only one, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right, good.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, thank you. See you. Okay.
See ya. Bye bye.
I hope to see you one day in next week. Okay.
I'm actually there's another Korean restaurant that I'm gonna go out to in LA because I just did financing for them, and that's gonna be in like a month, and then I'll stop by and introduce myself next month. Okay.
Please. Okay.
You got it.
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Bye bye.